In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Redeemer, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We read in the collect at the beginning of the Mass how we are adopted sons with the waters of baptism. And in the Gospel, we hear about becoming heirs to the kingdom of heaven. We are reborn with the waters of baptism. We become a new creation, acceptable to God by the cleansing waters poured out through Jesus Christ. We become heirs to the kingdom of God with the renewal of the Holy Spirit. We become adopted children of God when God is our Father, Mary is our Mother. How can this be? Who are you, my Lady? I cannot fathom what it is to be a creature of God, to understand what is meant to be this adopted child, but the Mother of God, and not merely a foster mother, but the real Mother of God. And this is not a supposition nor a probability, but a certainty, an absolute, a dogma of faith. If God is our Father, Mary is our Mother. She is not God, because God had no beginning. She is not an angel created directly from nothing, not Adam formed from the clay of the earth, nor Eve taken from the side of Adam. Nor are you the Word incarnate, who existed from all ages and is conceived rather than a conception. The child of Eve did not exist before conception, hence they can all the more justly be called conceptions. Yet you are different. You are different from them all, because they are conceptions stained by original sin, but you are alone, the Immaculate Conception. There is only one Immaculate Conception. Mary had existed in the mind of God before us all. Christ was the first, and to be Christ needed to take the flesh and blood of Mary to be incarnate, to make us aware of the Holy Trinity. For in me you see the Father, St. John. Conception is from the Holy Spirit. And as Mary is not the parent or a part of her child Jesus, neither is the Father the parent of a part, but both the Father and Mother are parents of the whole child. Mary is Mother of the whole Jesus, the God-man, and therefore the Mother of God. Jesus, who is God, because he is the divine person, gave his mother to John at the foot of the cross. All baptized receive her as their mother at baptism. Baptism is the rite of every child. As food, nourishment, and clothing are not asked for by the infant, we provide the infant because he has a right to live. Every child has a right to be a child of God. Baptism is not a cultural emphasis, but a right of a child when he comes into the world, so he can become an heir to the kingdom of God. And it is for this that we have been created. It is this which we are to give final glory in after this life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.